Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Oh my god. Welcome everybody. Oh my god, I'm like in shock.
Yeah. Can I tell you that we actually...
We should tell you.
We didn't know that the show was
starting. Happening. We didn't know.
So we were sitting backstage chatting to our guest who... It was fun. We were having fun.
I was having a lot of fun.
Maybe a bit. And the music... The announcement started playing and I was like, wait.
No, Becky was like, is that you guys? And I was like, oh, fuck. And then we... And then John was like, I need a piss really bad. And I said, don't do it, don't do it.
And then we couldn't find the microphone. Was it on? Did you hear it? And I was just yelling
good.
Into it like an idiot, huh? Yeah, okay, cool.
Well, I love it. Seamless.
Yeah.
Like every episode we do.
Yeah. So yeah, just know that I have a whole bladder full of piss.
And I have a whole ass full of shit. Rock on.
Rock on, rockstar.
You've come to the right place.
You're going to love it.
I'm getting sentimental up top, but
We've had so much fun here tonight, guys.
I might cry, and I have my own solo show later, but this is really, like, beautiful and special that there are humans. I don't even know her is here. And hey, Queen, thanks for coming. to listen to us. Talk about our asses.
Our asses.
Oh, I'm really blessed. Thank you. We're blessed.
It's a dream. It's a dream. It's a gift. It's a curse. It's all of the above.
It's true. And I'm pregnant. Just kidding.
Sorry, speaking of pregnant, can we introduce our producer,
Mark?
Can we get a round of applause for Mark?
Hi,
speaking
hello.
Of pregnant. Because he would be an amazing baby daddy. That is why.
Absolutely.
That's the transition there.
Absolutely. Because he's put it in her.
Put your hand up multiple times over and over again.
All of the above. Check all the boxes.
Put your hands up and make a sound. If you at one point in time thought Mark wasn't real.
Wasn't real. Anybody? Yeah, I bet.
Everyone.
I bet.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Shame
bit.
On you.
Yeah.
Shame. He was there in every podcast episode.
Every episode. He was looking at us through the glass. He was eating snacks, that dirty man.
And the fact that he said, no snacks. And he said, I gotta eat. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So we're glad you could be here, Mark.
Yeah, good to be here with you, Mark.
Levels are good.
That's good. That's Thank you so much.
You're going to put those headphones... Yeah, get them on. Yeah.
Thanks for saying them were good without listening.
Without listening.
We pay him top dollar.
He doesn't need to hear it. Would you believe? He's hired by the ABC. Yeah. So we're here on behalf of ABC Studios. Do you want to take these off?
Yeah, let's take them off. This is all business.
Yeah,
and
all
now
business.
It's all pleasure.
Yeah. Can we get those off?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, great.
Lighter, much lighter. I had my pill in there.
Did you take it today?
Yes.
Mark, did you get that?
Keep that in, Mark.
Keep that in, Mark.
We need that for realism.
We need that. God.
I took it. But what? God, do I forget it a lot. But lucky he's not going in raw. That's what I'll say.
He's very good.
We put a hat on it.
Yeah.
A beret
on it, if you will. I mean, what's up?
What's up? Can we talk about that? What is up?
Can we talk about that?
This is groundbreaking content.
Can we talk about the fact that we're doing a live podcast?
I can't even focus on it. I can't even focus on doing the job because I'm too much like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's like, so I'm doing the math. I'm like, it's awesome.
I'm wearing the green hat. I've got the pencil in my ear. I'm like,
the numbers don't add up.
Yeah,
you know,
they don't add up.
Minutes ago, we had 11 people.
Maybe 11, yeah.
Bought tickets.
Yeah. How many of you actually paid for tickets? Yeah, I bet. You dirty little rats. Okay. We're going to be talking to some of you after the show. Well, it's good to be here.
It's so good to be here. Oh, my God. I want to kiss every one of you on the cheek.
I'm not doing that. Not on my life.
Oh, why don't we talk about our favorite episode, shall we?
Yeah, everyone go around the room and say your favorite episode. What'd you say?
Pussy mouth.
Pussy mouth.
Oh my
pussy.
God, did you enjoy when I talked about my mouth?
Her mouth.
It's real. All I'm saying, I paid hundreds of dollars to find that out and then call it a mouth pussy.
Mouth pussy? Yep, okay.
I'm telling
That's
you.
That's absolutely huge.
Guess
yeah.
what I found out,
What's
slut?
That, queen?
I found out that the lady that I saw to look at my mouth pussy, if you will, looked at the mouth pussy of famous people. Maybe Pink or... or maybe... what's the one with the... Sia? Sia with the...
Sia?
I think a bit.
Really?
Yeah, she's to the stars.
She's got a set of pipes on her like you wouldn't believe.
She's got a set of pipes.
Like you wouldn't believe.
She belts a song like anything. Come
she
in,
She does,
come in.
Absolutely. Sit wherever the hell
Another
you
person.
Want, Laura. Yeah,
Hi.
Get in here.
Hi.
Mark, can we bleep that name out?
Get in here.
Okay,
come
cool.
in.
Get in here. Get in here. Go,
oh my
go,
God,
go. Come
I'm
on. It's all business.
Oh, my God. I'm shook.
So it's good at the moment. How's it going?
Oh, well,
How's
we'll transition into it. Mouth pussy has been pretty good.
Yeah.
You know why? I'm talking from the front of my mouth. That
front
is what
place.
I learnt. Mm. And sort of swallowing. You remember what I said. You swallow instead
swallow.
Of going.
Don't clear
yeah,
the
don't
throat.
Yeah, don't clear the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going good.
That's really good.
That's good.
That's good.
We can't go into ass yet.
Not yet.
No.
No.
No, that's for later.
We're going to save ass for later.
Yeah. You want to talk about your mouth? I mean, you don't really generally talk about your mouth pussy.
Can I say I've been thinking about my mouth pussy a lot.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for a lot. Good. Because I'm doing a musical, as you might know. So
He sings and dances.
I sing and dance and I act even. And it's like every day I think about my...
Yeah, you've
mouth
got
pussy.
To.
I do this. I've been doing this a lot already tonight because our director, he's here in the audience. I'm not going to say his name because we'd have to bleep that out. Like, you wouldn't believe.
Legal would be on
is
us.
Up our asses.
You know, Maddie, our lawyer and friend, couldn't be here
can
tonight.
You, can you believe that she said that she would be here
and then
she
did
canceled?
Because she is in court.
She's in court.
She's in court.
She's in court.
On Father's Day,
She's
not
on
good.
Father's Day. It's her father.
It's for her father.
Her father. He committed a crime.
Lot of tickets. More tickets.
We might have to bleep that
we
out
might
as
have
well,
to
Mark.
It's an ongoing investigation.
It's an ongoing investigation. Yeah. So my mouth pussy is actually operating at about 110% at the moment.
Wow.
Because I'm really singing a lot.
You're singing a lot.
3 days a week and acting, and I'm playing like a smoker character, so I have to do a voice. Not like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's something. It's something. A voice. I'm
yeah,
doing
yeah,
a voice.
Yeah.
I'm a character actor. I'm not one of those beautiful actors who just shows up on set and everyone sucks their dick. And
yeah, yeah. And they leave. And
they leave
they're like,
and
we got the shot. And then
the
that's
shot.
It.
No, it's,
no,
it's can you get on your all fours and make a funny face and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, you know, more respectable actor. Like a Paul Giamatti or a John Candy. Or
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez. Is a huge character actress.
A bit? Have you seen her
She's
movies?
She's in every
Made
underdog
in
story. Yeah.
She plays it all. And that new one, the one about being
okay, we watched that.
Oh, I like that.
And it was shit. It was absolute garbage.
The new one. Yeah.
The new one.
Did anyone see that movie?
Of
yeah,
course
we got
you
a nod
fucking
here.
Did it.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Nobody cares. Right in the room, nobody cares about Jennifer Lopez.
You
okay.
know, we should do the segment. Do you remember the one time we did the segment? Here's that movie. We never saw that movie, and here's what we
here's
think
what
of
think
it.
About it. Yeah.
Which is sort of a comment on all the movie podcasts at the moment.
Yeah.
Get boring.
Get over
Move
it.
On.
Yeah. I'm thinking about someone in the audience who has a movie podcast.
Who? Are they here?
They're here in the front row.
Is it Alexi Toliopoulos?
Is Alexi Toliopoulos here? No, he's
no.
not.
Well, who are you thinking of? Just drag him.
It's a woman. It's a woman. Beck Charlwood.
Okay.
She has a very successful movie podcast.
No, but it's good. It's good.
Hers is good.
We need hers. Because
it's women. Make it women.
Make it women.
Make it women.
Change it up.
That's
Come
what we're
on.
Doing. That's what we're doing.
I agree.
And we've got, you know, gay and Italian.
And that counts. That counts.
Yeah, a round of applause
Thank
for gay
you.
And Italian.
Thank you.
Who's got a gay and Italian
podcast? No one is doing this
together.
Do you know what I mean?
No one's doing this. Oh, can we talk about our shirts?
Can we talk about the shirts?
Does anyone recognize this shirt from the podcast?
From the pod. Does anyone remember? Yes.
Okay, we've
yes.
got one fan over here. Thank you, John T. and my cast.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God. I love John T.
He's a legend, really. A bit.
Yeah, legend.
Can we blank that out?
Yeah, consider it bleeped.
Yeah, these shirts. So remember the story where I was like, I hate it. I got it for Christmas from John. And you said, but it's so funny.
This is a gorgeous Christmas present.
It's not.
I was in Maine, United States of America with my family. And I was at a wharf. And we were having lobster for dinner, as you are wont to do in Maine. And there was a gift shop. And it's a famous shop that they have lots of stuff. I'm not doing it justice. And they had hats. They had all kinds of hats and stuff with Shaw's Wharf. I actually own a hat that says Shaw's Wharf. Great hat. And I saw these shirts and I thought this is great.
You
and
know,
and I bought two for us. And I wear it all the time.
It came through because now we get to wear them for the live pod. Yeah. And people love it.
They love it. You wouldn't believe.
One next step to this would be literally buying a hat that is in the shape of a lobster. That is what I think you would do.
Why?
Because... Oh. It's tacky. It's crazy.
Yeah, I just checked my phone.
Okay.
No, I'm doing a time check. Just
yeah,
to
no.
Check. Because that is one thing is that when we record the pod, you know now that we have our editor live on site every time and that sometimes we go under, sometimes we go
and
over, but we do make it work.
We make it work. We do a lot of editing.
We make it work.
It's 6:15.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks, Mark. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we're going to resort to that from now on. Thanks, Mark.
Just sort of every 10 minutes, just sort of give us a time. Let us know. Should we blow our own backs out, if
Absolutely.
We may, and bring out our guests?
Okay, wait. Can I just change mics quickly? Yeah.
Yeah, wrong mic. So, this is crazy for us because we've never had a guest.
We've never had a guest.
We've never wanted one.
We talked about it because a lot of podcasts have guests.
Yeah.
Like, they have people.
Yeah.
Like, come on and talk, and it's like,
I guess. If you want.
Why?
And in saying that, we thought of one guest who we thought, oh, we love it.
Yeah,
we love it.
Her.
We should get her.
Yeah. Because this, when you ask the question why, we actually do have an answer. And we're not going to tell you what it is.
What was what answer?
The question, why have a podcast guest?
Oh, yeah. Whatever. So anyways, I don't know what we're saying.
We're going to edit that out.
We're going to edit that lol. But no, we just like, this is so exciting and new for us, so like, this is going to be the best.
Oh, she's an absolute star.
Maybe you've heard of her. I don't really know.
I hope you have.
She's fucking lit.
She's so funny. She's a stand-up comedian. She's like a writer, actress. She's a dancer.
She's a model.
She's a model.
She's a singer
she's
and
a
dancer. So let's bring her out.
Becky!
Lucas!
Hello! Oh my God!
Yes! Okay, bitch, you said you were gonna wear your bikini out here, and you've bailed on it.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
I've got shit tits. It's true. It's so sad. I deserve better tits.
Oh, I.
You know when you're like, yeah. I deserve tits.
Oh my God! Absolutely.
Well, you've got
nice I don't.
Tits, you do.
She's got like she's
they're
on
a handful.
The large size of small.
Yeah. Perky, you know yeah. what I mean? There's something there. Some people could want more.
I have the nipples of breasts that were supposed to be bigger.
No. Oh, it's so true. Yeah.
That's not yeah. ideal, maybe.
The nipples got too excited. They're like, okay, it's probably going to be like this size. And then the boob was like, no, I don't think so.
Nah.
Stay this size.
It's not on, nah.
Cool, well, you're very dominating. The nipples are dominating. Anyway.
Yes, queen, we love it. I said to John, I was
That's
like,
right.
if we maybe one day if we start a Patreon, we could sort of fund a boob job for me or you. We could,
you know, because I think you told me that the other night, and then I started getting targeted ads for breast augmentation.
For breast augmentation.
Yeah.
What is the ad saying? What's the sell?
Just like,
point?
Hey, you.
They're too small. Make them big.
yeah, but you can also get this thing where they inject fat.
From my ass
yeah.
into the tits. Yeah.
Yeah,
I could use that for
yeah,
sure.
But I don't know. I think I'm going to sit it out because I reckon it's going to be bad. Like,
yeah.
you know, in
they
another
don't
two
age
years.
Well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Big tits, big knockers.
No, I love a big set of
a
tits.
A big set of knockers. Yeah. Who doesn't? Am I right? Can we get around
go off, everyone go off. Go off for knockers, for absolutely. Knockers.
They're timeless. They're good.
They're really, they can so be good. But you know what, I was going to say this earlier because we were talking about her tits and... I was going to say, my friends, of my friends who I have, who I know who have tits, that they like, the people with big are always whining and they're always saying it's too much,
they're
it's too heavy.
Yeah.
I have two friends who got the small surgery, make it small.
Breast reduction.
Breast, but make it small.
I hate that.
You don't like?
Like, give me a slice.
That's right. Yeah. Oh my
slice
God.
Your tit, give it to me. Nice. Now
that's right. Sorry, can I just like absolutely interrupt?
Yeah. Sure.
John, we forgot.
Yeah.
We forgot.
I know.
Because I looked at your hands, I'm like, why the fuck are they wet? And then I saw that you were holding the bottle.
Did you spill my water on me already?
No.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so Ms. Lucas, we have to do something important.
Are we going
to
edit this into the start?
What's that song? It's like, miss something.
I don't know what you're singing.
Like Miss Hilton? Miss Hilton. Is
can
that
I
a song?
I don't know.
Does anyone know what that song is?
What is she singing?
Is that ringing any bells? Is it? Miss something. Mr. Wendell. No. Anyway, it doesn't
okay,
matter.
Okay, so I'm going to blame Mark for this because that...
That was that your job, Mark.
We're supposed to do that.
Sorry.
Fucking hell.
It's not good enough, Mark.
Okay, so...
we're going to get two mics on this.
No, Mark.
God,
no, we don't want you to do
like
it.
You
You've
wouldn't believe.
Because it wouldn't be it without this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can we get like a cheers?
Can we get
or
a cheer for the water?
Yeah. This is groundbreaking. Like, no one is this indulgent to start a podcast pouring water into a glass.
Into a glass.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay,
thank
we're
going
to absolutely do this. This is how... Wait. I need a mic on that. Sorry. Are we all good for sound? Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Really.
And
good.
This one just real.
Now the show can begin. Becky, this is your glass. It's the cleanest one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love water. So yummy.
Me too.
It's
that's
source
why
source of life.
Everyone loves water.
Thank
a
you.
Bit.
Every time I have a glass of water, I think I'm gonna be really beautiful after.
Oh, so
yeah,
true.
Yeah. Good for your skin, your nails, your hair, all of it.
Okay. So
I'm gonna spill this. Oh boy.
Okay, so why don't we like get into the main topic that we love to talk about?
Okay.
Why not?
Can
just kick it
that?
In the cunt, you know?
Kick what? Yeah. Everyone, it's probably everyone's favorite segment.
And only segment.
And our only segment that we do maybe consistently, but we also forget it often. I think we all know what we're about to say.
And
please,
we would love if you could say it with
say
us
it
together,
with us.
Kind of like an Oprah vibe.
Oprah,
do you know what I mean?
Wendy Williams.
Yeah, she's
my
our Oprah.
Show.
Okay, so now we're going to start the segment in 3, 2, 1. What's up with my ass? Yes! Woo! That's
tepid
it.
Applause for that.
What was that?
Tepid applause.
Tepid, yeah, okay. Well, we're going to push right into it.
We're going to push right in.
Like shit in an ass.
Actually, I'll say this.
Yeah.
I was at Broadway Shopping Centre the
other
day.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
I love Broadway.
I shit
that's
there
crazy.
So much.
He's there
so
all
good.
The time.
It's like, do I want Zeus Street Greek? Or
do you
do
go
I want
there?
Nando's?
Really?
Zeus Street Greek? Okay, no. I went to Nando's and it was like a bit av.
Yeah, it's
Zeus Street is hot though. Because like, who's doing Greek?
I
no
know.
One's doing Greek.
I don't do that.
Like it's not around.
People
it's
don't
not
do Greek. They think it's done. It's not done.
It's no one's
it's
doing
yummy.
It. That's the well, not in like this area. If you go out west,
yeah.
The Greeks are doing Greek, but here no one's doing it.
No, it was a '90s thing to do Greek.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, but it's back.
I wouldn't have known.
It's back like those little glasses. Fuck
you. No, that's just the truth.
Yeah.
I've never been to Zeus Street. Can I ask what do you order there?
Look, to be honest, I've never actually gone.
What? What the fuck?
I like knowing that it's there. Like, if
okay, yeah, it's cultural.
That's what's so good about Broadway. Like, yes, I might not go into Hoyts, but I know it's there.
Yeah, you know it's there.
Yeah, or I might not go to the Boost.
The Boost. You don't go Boost?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But I'm saying like,
there's a lot of sugar
not all
in
the
those.
Time. But it's nice to not say that's what's so good about Broadway
nah.
is that every desire can be sort of satiated.
in some ways.
And it's
really
exciting.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
nice.
You know what I'm doing a lot of? I'm going to Broadway and getting, using the sort of Ben and Jerry's kiosk at the movies and then
oh
leaving.
Really?
Going there, getting an ice cream and then fucking off.
the what most expensive place to buy an ice cream.
Oh, honey, I know, but
she likes the
finer
things.
I'm in a lot of debt, yeah. But sugar, you know.
You love it.
I love it.
She loves love it. I'm trying to cut down.
It's I love good. Sweet creams. Oh. I call them sweet creams.
That's what she calls Mark's cum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go in, I go, give me two scoops of sweet cream.
I said that to Mark.
And I'll have some ice cream.
We love comedy.
It's a comedy book.
okay, so wait.
Come.
Wait,
talk about cum.
Let's talk
really
about
can.
It.
I know, but...
But wait. Also, you didn't finish the Broadway story.
Oh, yeah. It's just... There's one... Does everyone know Broadway?
Yeah. Yes! So
yeah, Google it.
There's a toilet there that... I guess it's...
What like level?
I don't know. Maybe two. Mm. Or one.
What's on two?
It's possibly disabled because you have to...
press a button.
You press a button, like, and then
that is so
like
disabled. Yeah. That is absolutely
that's
a disabled
that's key
one.
Disabled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you press a button, door opens.
Yeah.
And then the door closes, and it's actually up to you to lock it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It won't lock
but
itself.
A lot of people don't know that.
You wouldn't.
And so I walked in the other day, and there was this Japanese man squatting doing a shit.
No.
But
on
it
the
was
ball?
So sad.
No,
like
he wasn't.
On the thing
yeah.
how they do that?
He was really doing it.
It was so sad because I opened it because he obviously had forgotten to. He didn't lock it. But it you don't just. You don't.
It slides.
You can't close the door straight away.
No, it stays so open.
So the door kind of slowly opened and he's like, oh, no. But he then had to. Like, I press a button for him, but then it just slowly.
It's
closes.
So slow. Yeah. It's so slow.
Yeah, poor guy.
Because it's for disabled people. That is why.
Well, yeah, I think yeah. it's just on roll.
No. I mean, like, yeah.
That's
there's
why.
A reason. We're yeah. thinking, like, hurry up. But it's like, there's a reason
there's
behind
a good
it.
Reason
there's a
reason. For good reason. Can we talk
I
about that?
So I always think it's annoying. Like, so you can get a fine for parking in a disabled person's space.
Yeah.
Which. Good, but also there should be fines for because there's heaps of those spaces.
Yeah.
What whereas often there's only one or two disabled toilets, and if you use a disabled toilet, you should get a fine for that.
Yeah, no one's getting
that's
in trouble.
More pertinent
yeah.
to them, like if yeah. you know, we've all needed to shit.
That's right.
Shit.
And then if you're using it at the same time, that's I think worse than not them not being able to get a park.
Yes.
I think if we're gonna find something, it should be the toilet.
Yeah,
I agree.
And that's
I
just
agree.
Something I think.
Fair enough. Say
we're not
going
to edit that out.
No,
Mark,
we're
going to
keep that
keep
in.
Keep that in.
Keep it in, because that's actually, I know that, you know, I'm bringing a bit of social awareness.
We yeah. need that. We yeah. need that
you
on this.
Social awareness. You just crunch a carrot into the mic? Cool. Okay. Keep
what's
that in.
What's wrong with you, Mark?
What's up?
I'm hungry.
Fucking hell.
Audiologist. Mark the audiologist.
God, that just sort of, that sort of just triggered me, because I used to work in... When we started this podcast, I was at like rock bottom working in Chatswood for an audio. Like, does everyone remember that? It was awful. It was so bad. And can I tell you something?
Yes.
Okay, so I was like a receptionist and I did hearing checks. Okay, humble brag. And so, and the guy I worked with, only one other person, one other girl, and then the audiologist.
Yes.
And I'd never heard of, I didn't know no. what that was. Mm. And anyways, that man kind of was a little bit like maybe flirty towards the end.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah, he sent you that text.
He sent me that text, bitch, when I left the job. And I said, I'll see you later. Like, you know, good to see you, whatever. He follows me on Instagram.
Do you think he listens? I hope he does.
I don't think he... Whatever. Let's shame him. It doesn't matter.
Don't
so
say
anyway,
his name.
I'm
no.
not saying
okay.
his name. But anyways, after I left... I got a text, I sent him a text being like, goodbye, it was lovely to know you, like, blah, blah, blah. No reply, that motherfucker. And then I leave out of the blue, what's the text I get?
I don't remember.
Okay. I'm saying that because I don't remember, but it was essentially, it had like a winky face.
Yeah, he was like, I'd love to see you again sometime.
It was. I'm going to get my phone out.
She's going to get the phone out.
Well, audiologists need to find love too, and I think...
He found love in a hopeless place. That is what he did in Chatswood.
He's a dirty man. It was like her boss.
Well, you do that. Last night, yeah. I met Kevin Rudd. Right, and he's walking around the joint as if he didn't eat his own earwax. Can you imagine? Remember
so
that?
True.
Remember when he ate his own earwax?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
And then, like, life just moved on. And now he's back on telly.
What the hell?
Just acting like he didn't. Do you remember it?
No, I'm not really into.
He doesn't do Australian politics,
but I'm into shaming someone for eating earwax.
Wait, was it like gorilla footage of him like in a car?
I'm pretty sure it was him. Gorilla. In maybe even in like in Parliament, and he was.
Ew!
Playing, was
oh yeah, it was like this, really? And then he was like.
Like, can you imagine having the confidence to, like, get back out there?
I know, that's crazy.
After that, just like...
But, I mean, that's anyone who's cancelled. They come back. They won't stop. It doesn't matter what they've done.
Yeah, they'll absolutely come back.
But sometimes you can get cancelled for something kind of cool.
Are you talking about yourself? So are you talking about you on Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think some people...
Sometimes you're kind of fun and awesome. And, like, no, but I mean, like, sometimes it's a cancelling that's like, you know, you can come back from it. But earwax is like, ooh.
No, it's a bit bad.
Caught, but you're doing it. You like it.
That's you. Forever.
And he's not stopping doing it.
No,
it's just in private.
Just got caught.
Yeah.
Whoa, what do you think it tastes like?
Oh,
I've accidentally tasted it. Because you've been mucking around with your ear. Yeah.
And then you forget, and then you sort of...
And then you're trying to be cute later, like, with a guy.
That's
like, oh,
right.
I can taste my own earwax. He doesn't know that, but you do.
It's sour. Yeah.
It is sour. It's sour.
It's
as hell.
Tart. It's bad.
Fucking hell. Can I tell you, for a fair period of time, my earwax smelled so bad.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think it was like a stress thing.
That is absolutely
That's
feral.
So
that is feral.
Anyway.
Okay, wait. I found the text.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
Okay, this is what this motherfucker said. Okay, he said, "Hey, we met on Tinder. I was wondering if we can meet at Happy Endings Comedy Club." What? Winky face. It was this one.
Ooh,
that one.
Tongue out.
Out of nowhere. And I said to him, "What does this mean?" I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what it meant.
What did he say?
I'm like, are you hitting on me? Are you?
Did he know that you did comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So were you doing a spot at Happy Ending?
No. Oh. No, I wasn't.
That's
so what is that?
That's bad.
And then he said, "Lol." This one, the crying, whatever. And he was like, "It was a joke, but you didn't get it. Ha ha. I went to a comedy show last night. You came in mind. Lol.
You came in mind.
Yeah, you. I'm sure you came in mind, buddy. You know what I mean? So that's that.
Fucking hell.
I've just. Sorry, because really you triggered me with audiologist.
He'll be doing stand up within 3 months.
For sure. For sure.
He'll be doing the big room here at the Factory Theatre. Yeah. And you'll be opening for him.
His bit will be like, "These Italian bitches. These bitches."
Girl with a big ass.
So true.
Medium tits.
Medium to small.
Medium to small.
They're working.
All
they're
the big side of small.
Mark doesn't complain, so that's sort of fine.
Yeah. Can I just say on Broadway, just so I can get this out there for everyone, the best bathrooms at Broadway are on the top floor. That's the floor with the Priceline.
Yeah, it's the fancy floor.
The entrance is right in between. It's on the bridge.
Priceline, yeah. Apple.
Between Priceline and Apple. Yeah.
And no one can prove how long you're in there.
No.
No one can see.
No, there's there's a good number of stalls.
Yeah, there's constant people in and out. So it's like...
But
yeah.
Not as much as the third floor.
What's in third floor? Because is that the one below?
Third floor is actually the food court.
Bad. Don't go there.
And I would say that is one of the most heinous... psycho bathrooms I've ever been in.
Everyone's shitting and pissing and eating and you know what I mean? Like, it's
okay,
all...
Can I tell you, the doors, they slam the doors so hard on the stall.
What is this, a barn? You know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely.
They slam it and it scares you. And one time I was shitting in there and you know I do, what, 45 minutes?
Absolutely.
Dad shits.
If I want to. Yeah, I'll take my time. I have a lot of...
Time. You have a lot of time is what you have to sort of sit for half the day on the fork. Okay, just before, when we were hanging out the back, he was on the toilet, I was on the toilet. Yes, we were shitting and we were texting each other. And then I finished and I came out and I said, "John," through the door. And he was like, "Hey, chair." And we were talking about what we were going to talk on the podcast. And I was like, "So are you nearly done? Will you come out?" And he's like, "Why don't you come in here and we talk?" And I said, "We have a fucking dressing room and you want me to come into the shitter?"
It's a nice dressing room. We got mirrors and stuff.
And I was like, "Are you done?" He's like, "Yeah, it's not happening." I'm like, "Well, get the fuck out of the toilet."
Yeah, you
get
shouldn't stay on there if it's not happening.
Oh, why? Say why. Say why.
Because...
say it, girly.
You can tell us.
You'll get hemorrhoids.
It's true. Your ass will fall out.
Yeah, you'll fall right out.
I know.
You don't want that.
Fourth guest on the pod. Your prolapse.
My prolapse asshole. Yeah, maybe a bit. Did you just put your mic out for that?
Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
My turn.
Yeah. Can I say that in the past I would push.
Yeah.
And I maybe once did get a hemorrhoid.
Yeah, I've had a hemorrhoid before.
Yeah.
What? Right?
And you did you put a cream or did you not?
No, it wasn't bad enough to need a cream.
Yeah, I was too embarrassed.
So what did you do? You just waited it out?
I just waited it out.
You waited out.
Yeah.
Did you have like sex during that time?
Anal sex.
Not anal. To push it back in.
Help me.
Give us a hand. Oh, no, it's good. I love this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I used to...
I have no dignity, but it's fun. It's
no,
a
it's
freeing
the best.
Place.
It's
ideally
the best.
It's a freeing place to have no dignity.
Yeah.
No one can get to you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That is the age of right now. Is that I remember growing up, it was like, you can't post anything online because like it's around forever.
It's
like
good. I'll come back to it.
I want it. Yeah. And like, if I'm talking about my dirty asshole in a live podcast... You know?
Yeah, it's forever. Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know, try and get me now, Mom. No, my mother loves me a lot. I don't know if she listens.
Yeah, we should.
She probably does.
Yeah.
I think maybe a bit.
They do. They listen. They love it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
They love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I found out my like really conservative family listened to this.
Really?
Yeah, in in a big way.
Whoa. That was so funny. We talked about that on the ghost episode.
Yeah, last episode.
There was
absolutely.
An episode we talked about how. Oh wait, no, that was during. So she talks about sex.
Yeah.
With Mark.
Yeah.
And we get specific.
Yeah.
And we just think about the fact that her.
My family is listening to... My father is listening
her
to this.
Is your family like Godfather?
Okay, bitch. Okay. one half is and one half isn't. One half is like really Italian. They're from the South, motherfucker. And so they are quite soprano-like.
Yeah,
for real. For real. They're very traditional. Like, you got to be the good girl. And it's like, on this the day of my daughter's wedding. All that jazz, right?
Yeah.
But on the other side... They're from the north, okay?
Right.
And they actually look down on the south and think that they're dirty and poor. And they kind of are sometimes. and so they are like kind of a bit more Anglo-sized.
Yeah.
That's where the semolina comes in. That's from having polenta and like
semolina.
Crazy shit.
Semolina.
Semolina.
I kind of want to call my daughter semolina.
Are you just making up a song?
No, it's like gasolina but with semolina.
Oh.
Gasolina.
You should do all parody songs for Italian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
That's my niche.
There's a guy in Melbourne that has a parody song and it's to Pink and to get the party started. But it's I'm coming home, so you gotta get the pasta started.
<That's>
so you
good.
Should do that.
Okay,
you should
do I will.
That.
I will. I'll look into it.
Melbourne
right.
Comedy Festival 2020. You know what's
one
happening.
Jordan.
And it's you wearing like the boot of it. You know how Italy looks like a boot?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're wearing like thigh high Italy boots.
No!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I think that could be good.
It could be good.
That's psycho. You
always gotta think about where you can branch out in comedy. So
yeah.
Where am I gonna go here? Am I gonna go there?
You gotta
get
a gimmick, you know? You gotta do something funny. That's why I'm gay.
And yours should be about being gay. Oh, I came up with a great. Because the other day I did a gig and I was speaking to you and you put me in a happy mood.
Oh, that's
aww.
Nice.
And then I had this thing, a little bit of a catchphrase.
Yeah.
Talk to a gay, you're on your way.
I
do you like
I
that?
Like that.
That's
I
lovely.
Really like that. I really like that. I might do that in my stand-up set.
Talk to a gay, you're on your way.
No, I can't do that in my stand-up set. But that is nice. And
yeah,
I like
nice.
Really
it.
Sweet.
Like it was uplifting and then I felt like I went on stage with a good attitude.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Did you just hit your teeth on the mic?
Yeah.
I keep doing that. I keep doing that.
That's one of my worst fears is that I'll crack a tooth.
Absolutely.
Not good. Mm. Anyway, that's nice. Because on that night, did you see me sweating?
A little bit.
I was sweating. Yeah. I was just a bit.
Talking to me or the weather?
A bit of both. It was
it was a hot night.
It was humid. Yeah, and I was like,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Did I ask? I've been. I just have these flashbacks of last night going around this party, asking everyone if they think I look young. just cornering people and be like, do I look old or young?
What do they say?
What do they say?
They sort of were like, and they'd have to go. Like, having to go to the toilet. Like, I'll wait for you outside.
Can I say still full of piss, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, holding it in.
But also, I haven't heard about anyone's ass, so I'd like to hear about it.
That's the nature of the show. We loop around.
We got to go back.
Yeah, we're going to go
back. So who's starting? You want to start, ma'am?
I'd prefer
Let's do us. Go. Yeah. We'll go. Yeah, we'll set an example.
So you said to me on the phone.
I'll absolutely tell you. So, okay. So I just moved into a new place. None of my housemates are here. Yeah, great. Well, that's nice. I'm going to be talking about that to someone. I just moved into a beautiful new home in Petersham. And lovely. I have talked about how I used to live in Asscliff.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Arncliffe, south Absolutely. Of Sydney. It's bad.
Don't go there.
Just the train line is even depressing and everyone's sad and it's not ideal. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I live in a beautiful new home and I've been shitting in my new home. And the bathroom is right next to my room. I live in a tiny room. My wall is thin.
No.
So I can hear most things. No. I haven't heard anyone shitting. I think everyone's asses are pretty normal and chill. Like, they're all flowing in and out. And So what happened last night was, I've been really stressed because I moved on Wednesday. And it's just, I'm losing my mind. I'm doing this musical and it's all happening. And I bought an udon. Mm-hmm. From Uber Eats.
Okay,
Uber
that'll clog you right up.
Well, you think.
An udon.
Oh. I'm about to blow your mind.
Okay.
Yeah, so every time I eat udon, I get really bloated and like too much. And I also got sushi, which I knew was, I was flying too close to the sun.
Yeah.
And I ate this udon and I was full. And I didn't even drink water because I was like, I'm so full. And then I had to shit. And it was one of those where it happened and it was like, it was like, oh boy, it feels like there's more to be revealed.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then...
It's sort of a part two is coming.
Part two coming. Yeah. And then...
Udon feels... It sounds like the sound you'd be making on the toilet. Like, udon. Udon.
I was messaging Chet the other night. Mm. I don't know where we were, but I was in a toilet... Oh, we were at USID. We were hosting that USID thing.
Oh,
awful.
Yeah.
And no, the lovely people.
Lovely people. Bad gig. Bad gig.
Lovely people, $100. And
each. Each. Yeah,
each.
Yeah.
For this?
A lot of hours. A lot of hours.
A lot of hours.
Okay, keep going. What?
And there was a guy in the toilets, and he was shitting. He was moaning.
Moaning.
I almost got a little horny. Because
no!
he was like shitting, and the shit wasn't loud, so I wasn't like, shit. It was like, he was like,
Dude, what if he wasn't shitting?
I don't know.
He wasn't shitting. No one is moaning like that and shitting. He was probably jerking it.
I didn't hear any squelching.
Maybe it was dry.
Maybe
I don't
dry,
know.
Dry rub.
Dry. Just doing a southern style dry rub.
Dry July.
Thank you. Round of applause for that.
Someone tried to start it. Keep going.
Stop.
So that was just my ass last night. Is that it just kept coming and coming, and I did two.
Okay.
And I've maybe said this on the pod before. Sometimes if I think there's a danger, I might shit myself in my sleep. I go to sleep wearing underwear.
Wait, what? What? What do you mean? You don't sleep
default,
with undies
by
usually.
Default, I will sleep in tracky pants
with
no undies. Is the
flopping about?
Is
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's comfortable and it's supposed to be good for
you.
Maybe
for the sperm.
Maybe. And
for the cum.
And I wore underwear, and then I woke up this morning, and I had rehearsal at 10 a.m., and I drank a oh, my God. This is the story of my life. I know I'm really getting into it all here, but this is the last bit of it.
Okay.
Most mornings, I'll eat porridge for breakfast, and I'll find that as I'm making the porridge, I already need to shit.
Yeah.
And so that's not good.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. That's your ass being like, let's do this together.
Yeah, get it all started. Yeah. So then, but I also need a coffee to start the day. Mm. And the
second.
You don't get on Conan without an attitude like that. She's really, really quite impressive. we're just going to keep going. And the scent of making coffee also makes me need to shit. So what always happens is that I'm eating the porridge and I'm also making the coffee and I'm getting two waves of, oh no, I need to shit. And then I bring the coffee in with me into the bathroom and...
Oh, God.
And I shit and I drink my coffee at the same time.
Wow, dream house mode over here.
That is business and pleasure in a nutshell, for sure, for sure.
Holy moly.
And that's what's up with my ass.
That's I great. Love it. I love it.
Do you know what? I love imagining you shitting yourself with a full log. Like, usually when people shit themselves, it's diarrhea. It's so funny for you to just, like, be like, I shit myself, but it's a perfectly formed log. It's that's like you didn't worse. Have to shit Fall yourself. Out. You just couldn't be fucked going to
I
the toilet.
I let it go. Yeah. I'm afraid of that happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's terrifying.
So what's up with you, Chet?
Okay, mine's a bit crazy.
Go off.
So, as I just did a shit before. Guess what colour it was?
Oh my god.
Can I say black?
Black. Ooh. Jet black. Now, hear me out.
Don't leave.
Here's the tea. I did you know why? Because you won't believe. This motherfucker over here, Mark. He took me to dinner last night. This is huge because we've only sucked and fucked. And he thought, no, I think this girl's worth it. So he took me.
And he's a cheapskate. He like you wouldn't believe.
On a date. Yeah, he suggested McDonald's and I said, guess again. So he took me to a fancy restaurant.
Uh-oh.
Italian. Beautiful.
Italian.
I'm going to name drop here. Fuck Maddie. It's Mark and Vinny's.
Mark and Vinny's.
Have we heard of it? Anyone know?
You
yes,
like
queen,
it.
Right? Gorgeous. Stunning. And so what I ordered was the charcoal bucatini.
What's
slut?
That?
Yeah, get into it. That's hot. It's like pasta. It's like a long pasta. I think it's from the south. And it's with the charcoal. So it's black. It's black pasta. Jet black.
I don't like that.
And I ate the shit out of it, didn't I? Didn't I? Absolutely destroyed it. And now I'm
shitting black.
And now I'm looking at Marcus telling him I'm shitting pure black shit.
Black.
So I'm wiping it. It's all black on the paper. Ooh. Like ink. Like ink.
Like ink.
Yeah.
And it was one where you keep going and going and going.
Like
it doesn't
a marker.
Stop.
It doesn't stop.
And can we just talk about it? Can we just talk about skid marks for a minute? Like, is it happening to anyone?
Wait, in your underwear?
Yeah, like in general.
Are you getting skid marks?
Sometimes it happens.
Can
but
I say no?
Here's the thing. Shame. I feel shame. Everyone's shame. And that's not fair.
And that's the wrong podcast to come to. If you're going to be shaming Conchetta about her dirty ass.
Maybe someone else can share a shit story.
That would be amazing.
Open it up to the floor.
Who is anyone else getting skid
arms
marks?
Folded across
would
the board.
Would someone do that?
But can I just say, like, I'm wiping. I'm wiping
I
as
know.
Much as I possibly can.
Yeah, and you're sucking in.
I'm sucking it in. I'm sucking it up. I'm pushing it out. I'm doing all the jobs that you have to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can happen.
Yeah.
And why should I be persecuted for it?
Do you do black underwear?
Sorry?
Black.
Always. But today,
and you're getting skid marks on black?
Black on black on black.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. I'm yeah. not. No. I'm just saying in the past it's happened. And tonight they're white. My
yeah,
underwear.
I've fallen
white.
Prey.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Really?
I've fallen prey.
Thank you.
Really? There's nothing wrong with
no
that.
No one's talking
yeah.
about
wrong
it.
With that. Absolutely not.
No. It's, like it's not. Just, it's time. It's you're on the go. You've got gigs to get to. You know?
Do you, oh my God. Do you shit before a gig? Do you get nervous and shit?
No.
Do you ever do that?
I used to, yeah.
Okay, so it goes away.
Yeah.
That's what I want
to hear. I can hold in for hours. I can hold in shits. I've got the best bowel control.
Really?
Yeah.
Not me.
It's from having so many boyfriends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, because when you have a boyfriend, you're just holding in farts and shit.
Oh, so true.
It's crazy.
It's awful.
I can't stand that.
It feels like it should be illegal.
It's
like, why can't I?
Because I feel like girls do it. Like, we're always holding in farts and shit. Mm. And then, like, a guy will just fart. And you're like, oh, can I blow you? It's like, oh.
Yeah.
He's so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not fair.
With my ex-boyfriend, I was like, because, you know, gay guys do anal.
Yeah, it goes...
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, for a minute.
So do straight girls.
Okay. Oh my God, I was talking to you about that. Never mind.
What?
Say it.
I was going to say that thing. We were just saying, someone I follow on Instagram posted a story and they were playing in, it was a man playing in a gay bowling league. And he was like, someone should rail me on the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you saw a woman or anyone with a pussy being fucked in their pussy in a like, oh. But then imagine that situation, but they're getting anally penetrated. You'd be like, whoa!
Oh, no, I reckon it's still hot.
No, it's not about being
hot. It's not about hot.
People would react even more it's so if it's
sure,
anal.
Sure. Anal is intense.
It's one thing to...
Yeah, there's a lot of work that
it's
goes
a lot
into
more
it.
Than
there's
a pussy.
There's higher stakes. There's higher stakes with your ass. Yeah.
That's what I think. Anyway, with the boyfriend, just knowing that that was on the cards at some point in the future, I was like, how am I supposed to ever shit or fart? Yeah. How am I supposed to ever have the idea of ass and shit together?
Yet it's a huge part of it.
Yeah.
You got to get your shits right to get... a full anal life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
To live your best anal
you
life.
You need it to be smooth and it needs to be in and out and it's like, what the fuck?
I think it's
are
too
you doing
much
psyllium
work.
And Metamucil?
I did. Yeah. I did and I at the start I took way too much. Makes your shits like liquid.
Yeah.
And then I evened it out and then I found it was like, what's the point?
No, there's point.
Okay.
There is.
Okay. Well,
did I hear a knowing laugh in the back?
Someone's knowing. They're tapping their nose.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's me and
okay, that's
and
you
that's
and
us.
What about your little ass?
I'm okay. I'm trying to eat a lot of fruit and vegetables.
Oh,
and
good.
Cool.
That's
keep
good.
Keep up fiber.
That's good.
Healthy. Keep it healthy.
Yeah. But you know, there's troubles.
Yeah.
You better believe there's troubles. Sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's I can usually trace it back to a burger. Or
really?
Like if I have too many like stodgy foods, it's a nightmare.
Mm.
Hey, is it normal if you have chili and then you shit and it burns?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
It's a part of it.
Just checking. I don't have chili very much. I don't.
Oh, really?
I don't fuck with it. Why? It's not a flavour.
I find
it's not a flavour.
I love it, yeah.
No, I can't get into it.
It heightens flavour.
I like it.
Yeah. That's so classic Mediterranean. Like you just need you just need garlic and lemon.
That's
and
right. Lemon. Make it creamy. That's what I say.
She likes creamy. Yeah.
You like creamy.
She likes that. I can do eat both.
Yeah.
I'm first. Yeah, people get that.
Clocked it.
Yeah, I do like chili. I find making food spicy is important for making it edible sometimes.
What?
I don't know.
You're eating bad food, brother. There's other flavours.
What's the grossest poor meal you've ever made for yourself? Like when I first moved to Sydney, I was so poor that I would make, what's that grain where it's a grain and then you put hot water on it and it's couscous. Yeah, I would have have couscous and then just Tabasco sauce on couscous for
what?
Dinner.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So,
not so
good.
Sad.
No.
Do you remember the shit thing I ate at Arts Review that everyone teased me about?
What'd you eat? No. Do you remember?
No, well, sort of. I was sort of throwing it to you. I think it was
I
like
remember.
I think it was like pasta.
You BYO'd?
And like just put cheese on it or
ravioli.
Something and put it in the microwave.
That sounds okay. But bad.
No, but then the cheese hardens.
Yeah, it wasn't like that's not a sauce.
No.
To just put like shaved it wasn't even shaved, it was like grated cheese. And
ooh.
Butter, and it was bad.
Oh, actually, that sounds kind of good.
That sounds okay, actually.
Yeah.
It sounds like a normal
fuck
meal.
Fuck me then. for what I'm eating, that was shit.
We're a bit prissy, I think, to be honest. I really do treat myself.
Yeah, look, we're privileged.
We're privileged.
And if we can't admit it on a podcast, then when can we admit it?
When can we talk about it?
Seriously.
Yeah. I eat good food, and I have a nice life. No, my ex-boyfriend would make green eggs. And
what?
So it's scrambled eggs, but throw in a little pesto. A little pesto.
I thought green eggs was like a fake thing from Dr. Zeus.
Yeah, green eggs and ham.
I think it should be.
Oh, right. I thought it was like an allegory.
Yeah. It's a metaphor.
And I don't even really know what allegory means.
Yeah.
But that's like where I put green eggs.
Yeah, it's an allegory. Green eggs.
It's
in my
fake.
Brain. I was like, that's where they belong.
Yeah, yeah. But he would throw in so much pesto that it would make my stomach an asshole. Greasy.
Ew.
Yeah. Thank you. Everyone just went, ugh.
Now, sorry, because I haven't listened, but have you talked about your ex much?
My ex.
Did you dump him or did he dump you?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. This is getting real.
It's a bit.
Do you want to talk about it?
Maybe it's a bit. It's a bit don't touchy. Talk about it heaps. Is that psycho that we just had that moment?
No.
No, I think it's exciting.
Okay. That's what makes it a live pod. No, truly, he's a lovely, gorgeous man. And at that, when we were together, I was absolutely losing my mind. Like, full pelt, full depression to going on antidepressants, then off, then, like, changed, then, like, I was, like, full psycho. Mm. I, like, treated him, like, a bit weird. And in turn, he also treated me weird.
Yeah.
So we, like, broke up and got back together, like, 3 times.
Oh, is he the one?
No.
No. Oh, no. No,
nah.
No, 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 no.
Nah. Eventually, I was like, yeah. And if you're listening,
and he's here tonight.
Yeah. No, I've done. We talked about this. I don't really get crushes.
No.
Really?
No.
I'm very closed off. Mm. So I think it was like he was my first boyfriend I'd ever had, and like, we were just like, I think the whole time I was like, I can't believe that like a guy likes me and like wants to like see me and have sex with me and
yeah,
yeah, it was just like huge.
And that's important. Like that's important. Like that's part of having like a first person a bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just nice to have someone to go to Broadway with.
Ugh. Right.
Yeah. Yes. You know?
Please come with me to Sephora. Let's go.
Yeah. We have to go to Sephora.
I need to buy a lip balm.
Maybe Necco, which is on the top floor.
Wait, there's no Necco.
There's a Necco.
It's
a
new.
Necco Maxima Queen.
Yeah.
It's new.
I swear to God.
It's new.
Is it new?
Sephora's shitting themselves. Yeah. So like, don't go up there. Don't go up there.
They're not happy.
Stay with Sephora.
Sorry. Is that new?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one told me. No one told me.
You can imagine my delight.
That's because that is the one flaw of Broadway slut. It's like, it's good that it's close, but it's also psycho because it like has big holes in what shops are there.
I know, it's and just a sad and little La Visa. I hate going into La Visa.
Yeah. Do you shop there?
Yeah, you can shop there. They let you shop there. But I don't like the girl who works there. I'm sure she's nice, but she always...
There's just one girl?
She just hovers around me, like, showing me all these gold necklaces. I'm like, I get it. Like, I know there's necklaces.
Oh, my God.
Here.
People who work in retail who are, like, doing things need to stop. You just need to be there.
Chill
like, you
the
just
fuck
need to...
out.
Do you know what I love? Watching people working on their phones. I think that's the best. It's like, let's be real. I hate people who pretend and
chill
they have
out.
To be like... Like, oh, yeah, you're looking at nothing and and you're having a great time. No, like, go on your phone, go on Gram.
It's so
and then
capitalist to like your job. Dismantle the system and be on your phone.
Yeah, be bad at your job.
No,
yeah.
But if you ask for help, you should help. But if you're not, like, when I worked at Platypus Sluts, the one policy that they had was that at all points, if you are not doing anything, you have to be lacing and relacing shoes. Are you hearing this? Like, that is real.
No.
You have to fucking take
you're
that
joking.
And lace and put it in so that you always look like you're working. Like, it's crazy.
That's insane.
So that when people walk past, they're like, oh, they're just fucking around. They're like, wow, they're busy playing with shoes. I just think that's crazy.
That's insane.
That's weird. That's the one thing I learned, how to fucking lace a shoe. Take a shoe off, I'll lace it for you. I'll take off the lace. That is just like, what?
I'll do whatever you want.
And that I just think that's crazy. I'm like, that's fine. Just relax. If you're relaxed, I'm relaxed.
Out. Yeah.
And then if I say, what size you got you here?
Yeah, here. Take them.
What's the smallest foot you ever encountered?
I have a friend who has children sized feet and she talks about it like that. She's like, I got these for $50 because they're children's shoes.
Wow. Do you think that she thinks she's like cute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's also really short. She is
cute
as well.
But she knows it.
She also has gigantic
knockers.
Of course.
And she got the breast reduction and she was much the better for it.
Yeah.
She should have got the breast meat onto the foot.
That's gross.
Breast meat.
I love this podcast. It's the stupidest thing. I love it.
Yeah. Breast meat is so funny.
I know.
Breast meat. Like
breast
a chicken.
Meat. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's
we
what
forget
it is.
That chickens are like.
Tender.
That's. Their bosom. And
that's their bosom. And it
we're
tastes
so
good.
Used to saying thigh, chicken breast. It's like, yeah.
What
that's
do you
my
do?
Thigh.
What's your favorite chicken? What do you get?
Like
thigh, breast, drumstick.
Oh, like at if I'm at Frango's or something?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. I just get half a chook. I reckon I could eat a whole chook, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
There's some days where I'm like, I've eaten half and I'm like, I could keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you could.
I reckon I could.
Do you
one
know
time I tweeted that and then Nando's was like, we reckon you could do it too. I'm like, fuck off. I hate it when companies try and like get playful.
Oh,
it's
so
sad.
Annoying.
The funniest thing I ever saw was Subway once had off like obviously one of the Subway like they'd what's the thing when you get someone to do something?
An ad? What?
Well they'd
Sponsor?
No, not sponsor. Spon-con? It was like they've obviously gone to someone and been like, can you run our social media? But oh, they've just, yeah. they've been fucked over and a bot had taken over their social media. Oh. So like people were writing like, oh, my Subway gave me diarrhea. And the bot would like quote tweet it being like, try our new Chicken Supreme.
No.
Like the official Subway.
That's so funny.
That's so funny.
Oh. Yeah, so good. It only lasted for like a day or two. I think they realized. Oh. But it was the best. Eh? Yeah. I miss Twitter.
You should
are
come
you
back.
Really
off, for real.
I'm off forever.
Fuck. Because I thought no. that the other day. I was like, oh my God, I wonder if I, like, and I don't follow you.
Yeah,
obviously.
Well, you can't. It's impossible.
Yeah, and I was like, I just think that it'd be good. I just thought you'd have a good Twitter.
I know. Yeah, well.
It sucks.
I'm doing other stuff. I was at the park before.
Yeah, yeah. that's where you want to be.
I mentioned that before.
She walked in a coat.
She was like, I'm so flustered. I've just been at the park.
They're like, what are you talking
what
about?
Does it mean? Yeah.
I was sounds like an insane person.
I was like, were you getting fucked in the park? Yeah. That's the only thing I would think is would make you flustered.
No.
Hey, can we do a time check-in?
6:57.
What?
6:57.
Are you joking?
No.
Wait, what's 6:57?
That's time to leave, sweetie.
Sorry, 6 minutes.
6:57. 3 minutes to seven, sweetums.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys want me to leave so you can have some alone time with the audience?
No, we don't want to be alone with them.
I feel like they want to be alone with you, and I'm ruining it.
No.
I hate myself. Is that coming through?
You're on the right podcast.
Yeah.
Did we forget anything?
No, I think we covered it. What's up with my ass for 16 minutes?
Bucatini.
Black shit.
Black pasta.
Yeah.
Udon.
Yeah.
And
park.
Park.
Go to the park.
Yep.
Park.
Well, we were going to do a photo, sweetie.
Yeah. Well, I meant of us on here.
Yeah.
On the stage.
Yeah.
You want the audience to watch, do
oh,
you?
Oh, I thought we were going to do a reverse photo, get the audience in, make
oh,
it
oh, yeah, we can do that. Oh, yeah, because it'll be the photo for the art.
Maybe a bit.
Okay, we
is
should
that
do
cute?
That.
That's you'll cute. Be in our art.
Do you want me to take it?
No.
No.
We'll get fucking... Maybe we get Mark to take it.
I'm a bit
it.
Of a shutterbug.
What?
Could we get the house lights up, please, Billy?
Is that
sweet
possible,
angel?
Billy?
Oh my God! Now
oh,
I'm
why
see
don't we
everyone.
Just give him a little round of applause right now, Billy from the factory? Absolutely
he killed
going off
it.
In the back
he absolutely
there.
Killed it. He's doing what we wish Mark would do better. Just he's
and
just a better version of
no
Mark.
No love to Mark. Mark
you
can
suck,
absolutely
Mark.
Suck it.
I took notes.
When did we ask you to do that? No. Okay. What have you? Give us one
note.
Hint of what you've given us.
What?
Just say something. Right. Say something you wrote.
Conchetta shit black. John shits while drinking coffee. John eats porridge and then needs to shit. John's shit story, too much udon plus sushi plus man's dry rub. Hemorrhoids. Broadway bathrooms, which is best?
Level four. Well, that's about...
Okay,
that covers it, yeah. Thanks, sir.
All right, he's actually
he's
good
actually
for something.
Doing a good job
right?
for
good
once.
For something.
Maybe for once. Okay.
Okay, so let's get a pick.
Yeah, let's get a pick. What if Billy took the pick? Is that legal?
Billy, is that legal?
Is that
get
legal?
To leave the booth?
Yeah. Okay, let's
he's
get
moving.
Billy up here.
Can we give
him
a round
yeah,
of applause?
Give
him
a
yes.
Billy, yeah. Far out. We really made this happen.
Yeah, we did. This is crazy. I could talk for 50 minutes.
We really could. We should have done. We should have booked two shows.
okay, so thank you so much.
Pants are so.
Mark
wet.
Should be in the photo.
Mark
get your
get in the
ass
photo. Get the photo,
in
you
here.
Dirty man. How do we get everyone in it? Mark's. Do we have mics in hand? A mic in
no.
hand.
No. Okay.
Fucking hell. Okay. Are you gonna leave? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay
we
yeah.
Love
fair
you.
Enough.
Give
yeah.
a round of applause to Becky.
Lucas.
Mark, you stay.
Yeah. Stay, you dirty rat. Okay.
Okay. Look. Thank you so much for coming and thank you for listening. Like this is crazy. Like I. No, I'm not
don't
gonna
cry.
Guess that. I'm not. But I'm an actress.
She squeezes
I'm
it
an
out.
Actress.
She
I'm
could.
An actress.
She could really squeeze one
no,
out
this is psycho.
Believe.
And I said to John, I was like, one day. we'll be in the Opera House talking about our asses.
Our asses.
And you're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it. And we'll sell out. And anyways, it just like means so much that you listen to this Psycho podcast that has brought us together. And I feel like it brings all of us together. And it means a lot.
Yeah. It's so much fun.
Are you going to kiss me?
No.
I wish. I wish you were straight. No, I don't. I love it. I love that there's absolutely zero sexual tension between us.
No chemistry.
No. Look at this. Feels
don't
good.
Touch me. Don't touch me, you dirty.
Okay.
What was that?
I was going to make you
pull me into your
pull
pussy.
Pull you to my pussy.
Absolutely not.
No, I'll leave that for Mark. Good one, Mark.
He knows what to do.
Okay, well, this has hit my teeth 50 times tonight.
Really?
Does everyone know that? I keep going.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Okay. No, I'm proud of you. Can I say that?
Yeah,
I'm proud of you. Thankful for Concetta Caristo. Can we get a round of applause for Concetta Caristo?
Thank you so much. Oh my God, can I screw my fucking show?
Yeah, you absolutely can.
Okay, please. You beautiful sluts. I'm doing a very crazy, real show about my life that you wouldn't believe, and it's happening at the end of Fringe. It's the dates, the 25th, 27th, 29th of September, and you have to come. If you don't come, I'll be furious.
It's called Loose.
That's
Loose, like her pussy.
But it's not about it. It's not about my pussy.
For once. And I'm doing my musical. It's called Reefer Madness. It's at PACT. It's on October 9th to 12th.
Great.
And I'm a star.
And Mark will be around. He'll just be around. You might see him around.
You can bum a cigarette off him. Yeah.
He didn't smoke.
Not today. For once.
Because truly it's illegal,
it's illegal
to smoke
inside
here.
Now.
So they're not. Good for you.
Good for you.
Okay, we should wrap it up.
Yeah, we should wrap it up.
Are you going to kiss me?
No. Okay, I really have to go piss.
Okay,
so we're going to say...
Thank you for coming. We love
you
so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye, 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 bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.